Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, traders took advantage of substantially lower grain prices to push feeder cattle futures higher yesterday. The strength of feeder cattle pulled live cattle higher, and that may carry over today to some extent as grain prices were again lower overnight. Traders were a little more hesitant in live cattle due to no indication yet as to cash prices this week. The country was void of bids or offers yesterday, as most were likely focused on the substantial drop in grain prices. The trade seems to think cash will be no less than steady, but will be cautious due to the apparent top in boxed beef. July hogs have closed lower the past five trading sessions. This makes one wonder just how deep the market correction will be or whether a top has been reached. There were two significant price corrections previously, with the one of over $5 in early May and one of about $6 in early April. Futures then moved to new highs and continued the uptrend after those corrections. July has now declined about $4 and seems headed to close with a chart gap about $1.50 lower. On the grains, weaker price action at all three exchanges, although winter wheat contracts are posting double-digit losses, while spring wheat is down just 1 to 2 cents. Wheat prices featured a nice recovery off the lows yesterday, notching buying exhaustion candles on daily charts, although the follow-through selling overnight's pretty much negating that signal. Wheat contracts were pressured by the same forecast which brought selling to corn and soybeans, although the forecast isn't quite as wet for North Dakota as other western Corn Belt states next week. Mostly weaker corn prices overnight with follow-through selling from Monday's washout scene. The July contract has managed to push back near unchanged for the new crop contracts, and they remain decidedly lower. The shift in sentiment since the June WASDE was released has been palpable, although the shift seems completely about weather. And mixed trade in the soy complex overnight with old crop soybean contracts higher, while new crop prices continue to post losses. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
June live cattle up 67 cents yesterday, 119.37. August up to 125, 121.27. August feeder cattle up 342, 154.60. And September up 330 at 156.82. July hogs down 175, 118.22. August down 217, 114.80. Kansas City wheat, July is down 10 cents, 628. And September is down 9.5 at 636.25. Chicago wheat, July down 6.25, 674.5. September is down 6.75 at 679. July corn down 25.25, 659.25. September is down 31.25 cents, 598.5 cents. July soybeans down 36.25 cents, 1472.25.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.